Wow. Here we go. Hi, everybody. We are recording. Wow. How are we all this week? I hope everyone's had a good week. What have we done this week? Looked at a few things this week. Looking at trust and mercy and, you know, just how God leads us through things to teach us different things. And he's called the teacher in the Bible, so teachers teach things and they're called lessons. Prepared this lesson for you so you can go and experience and learn, right? There's usually tests, and he'll test you in it and see if you've learnt it. Right? See if you've learned what he was trying, what he wanted to teach you, because he's a good teacher. The best teacher. The best. He's a good teacher. So he'll lead you well. He's a good God. He's a good shepherd. The good shepherd. Who leads us well. Drip, 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 drip. Just waiting for the taps to turn on. Alrighty. The ungodly are not so, but are like chaff with the wind and drive that which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And it's the truth. It is the truth. You know. The ungodly. What's godliness? Righteousness, right? When you believe in Jesus, he's your Lord, that's it. You believe he died on the cross. You believe he rose from the dead, which, you know, the Catholic Apostolic Church planted. I mean, everyone has that foundation in all of Australia. Everyone believes it. I mean, we've got people that have come from other countries now. They've got their own religion and stuff, but don't worry about them. I'm talking to, you know, the people of God here. You all believe. And now we just got to grow up in the ways of the Lord. See, the apostolic, they'll plant it. They lay a foundation, right? But people got to come and plant on top of it. You got to build on top of it. But instead, there's been divisions and fractions and everyone's gone their own way rather than build on. Okay, Jesus is Lord. We got that much down pat. But a lot of people went off into the, like, to different things, New Age and, you know, trying to align their chakras and consciousness and philosophies and all different types of, you know, trying to find wisdom. There's a truth seeker, you know what I mean? When you're trying to search for truth, you want to know the truth. If anyone's, like, you know, they get to that point, they're looking into all this other stuff when really it's just like Jesus is the truth. That's it. There's no other truth. He's the truth. He is the Lord. He's the maker of heaven and earth. And he created you, and he loves you, and he's God. But people are like, oh no, we want a bit more than that. So they go and search for other things, and they get led astray and led down all ungodly paths, right? The devil then, you know, deceives them and takes them into all different types of things, and all of a sudden they think like they can do this and they can do that and it's all going to be okay. They're just going to go to heaven and it's all going to be forgiven. But I mean, if you're living in that type of lifestyle, you're not going to like heaven. You're going to get to heaven and it's pure. God doesn't have any of that darkness and that sin in him. He's up there and he's in light. So it's all about you getting that light through your life now. And when you're in eternity, you enjoy that. You enjoy that life. You know, you're not going to enjoy heaven if you don't like worshipping the maker of heaven. You know, he's in heaven, we're all going to heaven, and that's, we enjoy him right there and then. Oh, that's the truth. So you just want to get that light through your body. Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God, who provides us with, He provides us, His Holy Spirit provides us with the ability to live the life that we want to live, that the right godly life. It's a godly lifestyle, it's not religious, it's godly, it's holy. He's a holy God, and you want to live holy, right? You don't want to be full of sin and full of all the different types of whatever you do. I mean, you're not just wearing a cross and saying Jesus, Jesus, and still going over here and living like, you know. I mean, you yield to Him and He gives you the power to overcome all the complications, to overcome all those areas of sin that you're in and that you don't want to live in anymore. You know, get on your knees and ask Him to remove whatever it is that you're struggling with, and He'll remove it. That's what He does. That's what God does. He takes away the sins of the world, right? He takes away all darkness. He takes it away. He separates you from darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of light from the kingdom of darkness, or we've been given over to the power of God out of the hands of the power of Satan. There's, you know, two powers. Power of God, power of Satan. Have we surrendered our entire will, our complete will? It's your will, your will. I don't want my will, because my will lead me down the wrong way. And Satan has the power of darkness, and we come out from his power, under his power, into the power of God. And now we're controlled by God. It's not we control God or we try to transform God into our image, which a lot of people do, and it is through Christianity. You see it. I mean, we get so free and enjoy God, but the disciplines of Christ are a part of your life. When you want to live godly, you want to live wholesome, you want to live righteous and clean, right? You don't just give over your body to anybody, right? And there's a lot of deception out there where they will try to convince you that this way is right and that way is right, and, you know, believe God. Give Him your will. Give Him everything, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your will, all of your emotions, and not trusting in people, but trusting in the Lord. It's important not to trust in people. When you trust in people, you're trusting in everything that's inside of their spirit, inside of their life. And you're like, oh yeah, well, just whatever, you know? And you'll go to people, if you've got that habit where you go to people constantly to get their approval or to get their influence or to get their information, rather than go to God, He will hand you over to that so you can go through the lesson and learn that that's not right. But some people live like that their whole lives and never come back to God and say, you know, humbly say, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have listened to them. They were wrong. You know, help me. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to follow them. Give me the right information. Give me the right way to live. So it's all about surrendering and giving your life over to God. And it's decisions, you know. It is a decision to follow Christ. It is a decision to live for Him. It is a decision to want to grow up in maturity and learn that power that you've come under the power of God, and that power of God flows through you. And you actually get you've been given the authority, right? It says it in Acts. Those who believe in Jesus Christ have been freed from the authority of Satan. Okay, so what's that saying? Those who are in Jesus Christ, is there a scripture for that? Let's have a look. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So you are delivered out from the power of Satan into the power of God, and I will forgive their sins. So if your sins are forgiven, and you get an inheritance, and you don't have to do anything to get it. nothing. There's nothing you need to do. He said, I will open their eyes. God will open their eyes. God opens their hearts to receive the message. God brings them out of darkness into light. God forgives their sins. God leads them. God controls them. We just speak to them. And God does it. God does the works. But a lot of people want to be doing the works. They want to play God. They want to have their part. But God says, no. You speak to them. You tell them. You give them the gospel. And I will do it. But yeah, how will they know if no one tells them, right? So go to my people and tell them that I've forgiven their sins. And because of their faith in me, they have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness into the power of God. And now I give them their promise. Now I give them their inheritance. You've got an inheritance in heaven. You have an inheritance in God. Thank you. We'll take that. What is it? Give it to me. Whatever it is. We want it. Right? What's your inheritance? It's the fullness of God. And everything that comes with that. Okay? And God knows what's in the human heart. God knows. It says the Lord knows in Psalms. The Lord knows what's inside the human heart. And in Matthew it says the Lord knew their thoughts. The Lord knows everything. You can't hide from God. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your thoughts. He knows what you struggle with. He knows what you've been doing. He knows how you feel. He knows the plans and the actions. He knows what you're yielding to. Right? It's all about you worshiping God. You coming into the kingdom of darkness, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of light. Out of pride and into humility. Oh, that's right. Oh, randaraciando. Oh, thank you, God. I will do it, says God. I will do it. You just tell them. It's like with Moses, he had to speak to the rock. God said, speak to the rock, and I'll make water come out of it. But Moses didn't do that. Instead, he went there, and he hit the rock twice and made water come out of it. So it was his own doing, right? He made it come out because he tried to do it, right? And then the water came out of the rock, but God said no. And then what? He didn't enter the promised land because of it. Do you hear me? He didn't enter the promised land. Why didn't he enter the promised land? Because he did it himself. God said, speak to the rock. Speak to it. And I will make water come out of it. You tell it, and I will make water come out of it. I just want to use your voice. And he's like, no, I want to hit it. I want to get it out myself. He did. Well, he rushed, and he wanted to, like, he did it. Like, he felt influenced as well from the people to get it out. But the instruction was to speak to the rock. So God got the glory if that happened, right? God gets the glory. When you speak, he does the works. I will do it, says the Lord. And I will make it come. I will bring them out from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You just speak my words to them. No self-promotion. No trying to help. No works. God does it, so he gets the glory. Right? And then what happens? They worship God. Because God does it. It's nothing to do with you. It's all to do with God and what God does. Okay? And there's no ungodliness found in that. There's no unrighteousness found in that. It's holy. And it's pure. And that's what God is. He's holy and pure. But there's people out there where you can, you will, you can in, be impacted by them who aren't holy and pure and think they are. But you will know, because you will reap from their spirit life, and you will reap in, you will reap out of their spirit life, and you'll be able to determine if that's pure or holy or not. Who are you being influenced by? Who do you have in your circle? What's going on in your dream life? What's going on in your atmosphere in your home? You know, who do you have around you, and whose words are you receiving? Whose words are you reading? Whose words are you listening to? And whose words are you eating? It's important, because you are taking that spirit life. Every word, every person's words have the spirit breath on them. And so when they have the Holy Spirit, you're drinking and eating from heaven. You're drinking and eating the Holy Spirit. When they don't, you'll be drinking and eating other things in them. And that's what you're bringing into your body, into your soul. You know, what's going in through your eyes? What are you taking into your soul gate? Through into your soul, it goes into your soul. Whatever you look at, you're taking it in. Do you feel the confusion? And do you feel the fastness and that, you know, it's, what spirit is it that you're allowing in? You've got to, you know, be wise about what you eat and drink. It's about what you eat and drink. What you allow to come into your soul is going to transform your soul. And if you want your soul transformed into holiness and righteousness, which you do, then you drink and eat right for your, for what you are. You're a human being who belongs to Jesus. You're a godly person. You're from the kingdom of light, not the kingdom of darkness. If you're from the kingdom of darkness, you eat out of that kingdom. When you're from the kingdom of light, you eat the words of God. And you drink his soul. You drink his spirit life. When you worship, you break into heaven. And that spirit pours into you. And it sustains you. And it fills you. It refreshes you. It feeds your soul. And it gives you the power to be able to live in this realm. So you're constantly refreshed from heaven, right? And you're filled because of that. And then you know you have the wisdom from heaven pouring into you. And you know the right things to do. You know the right decisions to make, the way to go. You understand, because you're getting the you're getting fed from heaven. You're not being fed from out here, from the kingdom of darkness in any area of the earth. You're being fed directly from heaven. You know, and your words, you are reading the words of God. You're pouring that stuff into you. But if you're spending time in everything else, then those words are coming into you. It says, don't look at the things on the earth realm, right? Don't look at them. I mean, Satan's power, he's the prince of the power of the air, so he influences all the airwaves. Are you taking all that stuff in? And you, what's it doing to your body, right? Most of the time, it's killing the body off and filling it with all types of thoughts, pouring them in and creating these thoughts in your mind that then cause you to make actions and choices, and it train, and this is how you lead your life. So what's leading your life? Is it the spirit of God or the spirit of the world? You know, what do you want? Do you want a life of heaven on earth? Do you want heaven to come into your earth body and you to live as a king and a queen, a godly royal priest forever? Or do you want to live as the world, which is full of darkness and deception and wickedness and evil? And we see it everywhere. Heaven is not full of that. That's Satan's area and his domain. And he wants control of everything. And he wants to be in everything. And he wants to be everywhere. And that's why he filters out everything everywhere. He's not omnipresent and omniscient like God is. God is sovereign. But Satan gets his mitts into everything because he wants to be a part of it, right? He wants to try to control and know everything. And because he does that, if you're into that, if that's where your eyes are going, if that's what you're aligning yourself with, I mean, what character have you got? Do you have the character of God developed in your life? Is that what's developing, the character of godly wisdom, godly counsel? Or is it pride and control, wanting to be a part and influence everybody through you putting all your opinions out there while you're in your own transformation? I mean, he says, speak to them. speak my words and I will do the works. Speak my words and I will do the works. Okay. Until righteousness was found in you describes it, the change of heart and devotion. So at one point, look, your heart was lifted up. This is what happened to Satan. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You completed. Holy Ghost. Whoa, I'm going to open it up in the Bible. I'm going to go on somewhere with this, so. Hey, Rusty. Let's have a look here. Okay. Okay, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitudes of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading, and therefore I brought fire from your midst, and it devoured you. And I turned you to ashes upon the earth, and in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a horror and shall be no more forever. Now, Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Do you hear that? Do it again. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness, and all unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For God has shown it to them. And you read some places where it talks about this might be the revelation of that God has revealed himself through nature. I don't believe that that's what it's talking about, but you know, it's argued that that is what it's talking about, but I would argue differently, and I'll do that later. But for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Okay, so they are without excuse. He's saying that for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, the birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to their uncleanness in the lusts of their heart, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, right? Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. You know, he's made himself manifest. You know what his godliness is, okay? You know who he is. If he's made himself manifest to you, you know what he expects of you. He's given you insight and made things manifest. And there is, where is it? It says it in this version, and I'm going to read it. Because this is important. Runny nose. My nose, no? constantly dealing with my nose. Why? Why? Do you know why? Do you have any ideas about anything? Do you even know the Lord? For God's holy wrath and indignation are revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who in their wickedness repress and hinder the truth and make it inoperative. Now, he's talking about the wrath of God is all on all unrighteousness and all indignation. Now, if everyone's under the, whoever's under the power of God, they're deceived anyway. All right, so we're not going to we're not going to be able to just ignore the demonic problem. Now, whether or not that was all exposed or experienced, I mean, if there's deception, you're deception. You don't know you're deceived, right? But those who have, it's been made manifest to, those who know, who have experienced and seen the glory of God and who know Jesus Christ and his purity and know what's expected of them, have no excuse. And for Satan, he knew that. In Ezekiel 28, 17, he knew the righteousness of God. He was pure and beautiful and full of wisdom, but unrighteousness was then found inside of him. And he fell from that pride. He defiled himself. And he took people with him. He took a third of the angels down with him. He defiled himself. It's expected of those who know the Lord, and it's been made manifest to them. The invisible has been made visible. The unseen has been made seen. To know, and it's expected that you live in righteousness. For that which is made about God is evident to them and made plain in their inner conscience, because God himself has shown it to them. Well, God does only shows himself to those who know him, who have received him and who want him inside their inner conscience. If that's a divine revelation of nature, then that's external. It's nothing to do with the inner conscience. It's got to do with you who inside have been revealed and know the Lord. You've had it made manifest to them. And then he says, you guys have been made manifest. You know the Lord. You've had it made manifest to you who the Lord is and what God is and who God is. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible. So it's been, you've intellectually become know of his eternal power. Okay, whatever the theological arguments are, I'm not talking about those now. What I'm talking about is those who has been made manifest, the eternal power of God, who are full of wisdom and beauty, and they know the Lord, right? And his divinity, it's made intelligible and clearly discernible, okay? So it's clearly discernible. It's not clearly discernible to a mind that's deceived, to a mind that's under the power of Satan. Nothing is clearly discernible under that power. It can't be, because they're under the power of darkness. There's nothing clearly discernible in that, because their minds are blinded by darkness, by the power of that of Satan. But when you've been translated into the power of God, you have an intelligible understanding of God. Things have been made discernible to you. And in and through the things that have been made his handiworks, okay? So men are without excuse, altogether without defense or justification. There's no excuse, because when they knew and they recognized him as God, okay, when they knew and recognized him as God, so when they became one, they yarded him, and then they recognized that he is the Lord, that he's God, right? Well, that moment when God, we know who God is, all of a sudden, we experience him, and he's made himself, he's revealed himself to us. Blessed are those who know the Lord. Blessed are those who've had that experience and been given that opportunity. Well, there's people out there under the power of Satan who can't discern a goddamn thing, completely deceived, in the darkness, don't even know God's real, never experienced him because they're just deceived out there. And now we've got these people that have been clearly given the power of God, who've come in and had God made manifest to them, and they're, what are they doing? They're meant to be talking to the rock and getting these people out from the power of Satan. But what are they doing? Because they knew and they recognized him as God. They did not honor and glorify him as God. This is what happens. This is what had happened. These same people that have been able to discern, know, and experience and have God made manifest to them didn't honor God and glorify him as God or give thanks, but instead they became futile and godless in their thinking with vain imaginations. Their own thought, their own ideas, their own opinions. They've conjured up all this stuff in their own mind, right? Foolish reasoning and stupid speculations. And their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise. And I know that there's, you know, theologians talking, they're saying they're talking to the Greek philosophers here, right? But there's a, we can, that's arguably, okay? Arguably. And you can argue theology till the cows come home, and with any argument, you can always prove your standpoint. And this is a revelation from heaven. This is direct from God. This is a revelation from God. I'm telling you now, this is what's happened. People have had God made manifest to them. A reality, an intelligible and discernible knowing of God. And they haven't honored God, and they haven't given him thanks, and they've gone into speculation and foolish and vain imaginations in their mind, claiming to be wise, and they became fools, professing to be smart, and they're simpletons themselves. And by them the glory and the majesty and the excellence of the immortal God were exchanged for and represented by images resembling mortal men and birds and beasts and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them up in their lusts of their own hearts to sexual impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, abandoning them to the degrading power of sin, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So for this reason, God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions. For their women changed their natural function for an unnatural and abnormal one. And the men also turned from natural relations with women and were set ablaze, burning out and consumed with lust for one another, men committing shameful acts with men, suffering in their own bodies, suffering in their own bodies, and personalities, the inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing, and going astray. What are they going astray from? From that which was already revealed to them. They're going astray, and they're defiling their bodies, and they're doing it to other people. Men with men, women with women. Unnatural, they've gone from natural acts to unnatural acts, defiling their bodies and letting their bodies be filled with suffering and personalities, the inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing, going astray, which was their fitting retribution. And so, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or approve of him, you know, no more, he's not doing the works. Now they want to do the works. Or consider him worth the knowing. God gave them over to a base and condemned mind to do things not proper or decent but loathsome. Until they were filled and permeated and saturated with every kind of unrighteousness, iniquity, grasping, and covetous greed and malice. And they were full of envy, jealousy, murder, strife, deceit, and treachery, ill will, and cruel ways. They were secret backbiters and gossipers, slanderers and hateful too, and hating God, full of insolence and arrogance, boasting inventors and new forms of evil, disobedient, new forms of evil. Now they've created new forms of evil, but they're in their own mind, with their own vain imaginations, now all of a sudden the characters of Satan are okay. It's okay to lie and deceive, and now we've believed it because we've built it up for so long. Now all of a sudden we're just going to live out a lie, and we're just going to live deceitfully. And we're going to say it's okay because it's for God. We're just, you know, being wise as serpents. Right? No. No. It's wrong. It's wrong. Now they're going off living like... He says nobody's just going and sleeping with it like pagans. Like in the spirit. Like how pagans do it. And call it holy and call it God. And defiling your bodies and taking people with you. And then telling everybody, looking at everyone else and saying, wow, they're all going astray. The Bible says that that's called going astray. That's going astray, right? Though they're fully aware of God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve to die. They not only do them themselves, but approve and applaud others who practice them. Though they are fully aware of God's righteous decree. Well, only those who have been made righteous are aware of God's righteous decree. Only those who've experienced and know the Lord and have had Him intelligibly made revealed to them know the Lord. Only they know God's righteous decree. Anyone under the power of Satan are deceived and they don't know anything about God. They're deceived. Yeah, right. They might have wisdom. They might have all that knowledge out there, the philosophical knowledge and all understanding of all different gods. But you can't know God unless He opens your eyes and unless He opens your heart to hear and have Jesus revealed. It's the only way. You can't work your way in. He reveals it. This is talking to people who've had it revealed. He's saying, you've already had it revealed to you, and now you're going off and trying to sleep with women and men. He's, you know, gone from natural ways of doing things to an unnatural way. What's wrong with you people? What, and you call it righteous? You're calling this okay? And now all of a sudden they've created new evil and filled their bodies and defiled their bodies. And you can't... What, he's saying what? Therefore, you've got no excuse or defense or justification. Oh, whoever you are who judges and condemns another, for imposing as a judge and passing sentence on another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same things that you censor and denounce. But we know that the judgment, adverse verdict, sentence of God falls justly and is in accordance with truth upon those who practice such things. So, yeah. And they lead others astray, and they applaud others who are doing it. And that's this new evil practice, this new evil teaching. Get with it. My God. Holy Spirit, Jesus. That's the truth anyhow. That's the word of the Lord. That is... Yep. These people in darkness, they don't even know. They're coming to you, the people of light, to be taught and trained. For you to speak to them so God can do the works. And then all of a sudden you've invented new ways. He's saying this is Romans. This is like, you know, the message. And he starts it straight off like that. Because we want to do more, right? We're going to have faith that God's just going to do it. We want to be in it all. Well, it's not okay. Now you know. None of it's okay. The only thing that's okay is Jesus. And letting him do the works. Letting him do the works, amen? All of you, Jesus, and none of us. We just want you to do the works. I love how I used to, I won't even say it because people just go off and follow the wrong people. We don't want that now, do we? You got to follow Jesus and Jesus alone. But it's faith in him. Right? They say people depart from the faith and then they chase after seducing spirits and stuff. You know, what's the faith? The faith in God, the faith in that Jesus will do it. But people, all their minds are all this other stuff. It's just faith in God. It's so simple. Rianda! And just experiencing God inside of your bodies. Amen. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's listened today. Let your word go forth and be performed. Angels, go and do the works of God. And perform the words that have been spoken today. And all those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In Jesus' name, God bless you.